This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today it was announced that the United States is going to give an additional $2 billion to Ukraine, pushing the total that you and I have given, that taxpayers have given. When we say the U.S. is given, we're not talking about corporations. We're talking about taxes, that we've given $15.2 billion to Ukraine total. And theoretically, I'm not against the United States helping allies that are in conflict. But the problem comes when there's not clean water in Jackson, Mississippi. And we've been saying, hey, they've given $8 billion to Ukraine. It's $15.2 billion. And $1 billion would fix the problems in Jackson, Mississippi once and for all. But they still don't have clean water. Let's unpack and explain it. Let's talk about it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
$15.2 billion is a whole lot of money. And that's how much money the United States has now given to Ukraine in a very short amount of time. And there's really no end in sight to the Russian aggression there. And here's the thing. I don't approve whatsoever of what Russia is doing in Ukraine and what Russia has done to the Ukrainian people, creating millions and millions of refugees, killing thousands and thousands of people, destroying and leveling entire cities. It's despicable. And in a lot of ways, it's already becoming a world war. But $15.2 billion to Ukraine is starting to really rub people the wrong way. When the United States has basic problems, when some of America's biggest and most important cities have problems so basic that they don't even have clean water. Right now, and you've probably seen everything about Jackson, Mississippi, you see that they're saying it's okay for you to take a shower in this water, but don't open your mouth. Like, are you serious? Because here's the thing. If it's so dangerous that I can't open my mouth, it will get on you through your skin. Like when chemical, your skin is porous, your body is porous, your eyes. So if you don't open your mouth, what if it gets in your eyes? You know, like, well, here's the thing, that any American city doesn't have clean water is absolutely outrageous. And the truth is, it's not just Jackson, Mississippi. It's not just Flint, Michigan. In fact, there are clean water crises going on in big cities and in predominantly black cities all over America. Here in New York, just this past week, residents of a housing project found out on the news, not from the housing authority, found out on the news that their water in the housing projects was poisonous. No one warned them. No one told them. They saw it on the news. And it's like, what are we doing here? And how is it that we can find the $15.2 billion to give to Ukraine, but can't find the $1 billion to permanently fix the water issues in Jackson, Mississippi, the $1.5 billion to permanently fix the water problems in Flint, Michigan. Like, let's just fix those problems. And here's the thing, like, I see it as a political issue. Like, why not be a hero if you are Joe Biden, if you are the Biden administration, if you are Vice President Harris, whoever? Why not be a hero and just say, listen, we're going to own this, even though Republicans run Mississippi from every statewide position, including the legislature, even though they run the state? We're going to fix this. Like, it's not okay for any Americans to be unable to have clean water to drink, to bathe in, and to use for everyday use. That's not okay. So we're going to fix this problem. And after we fix it in Jackson, we'll fix it in this city and this city and this city. Like, why not be that man? Why not be that administration to just say, listen, I have to admit, we did not create this problem, but we're going to own it, because that's the type of country we are, where when our citizens are in crisis, we fix the problems we see. And it would be such a win for Joe Biden, for the Biden administration, for Vice President Harris, for Congress to say, listen, it's not a, like, just to say, hey, I understand that people are seeing that we are giving billions of dollars to Ukraine, like, I was going to say like water, no pun intended. We're giving billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine and continuing to find mystery money out of thin air whenever we need it to give them. But I understand that we have needs here. So we're going to continue to support Ukraine, but here's how we're going to address the water crisis. We're going to do A, B, C, D. Even then, I think people would say, okay, if you're going to continue to support Ukraine to the tune of $15.2 billion and counting, because I keep seeing people quote the $8 billion, like $8 billion was gone a long time ago. They blew through the $8 billion. I'm looking at it right now. The State Department said this morning that it's now up to $15.2 billion. People would be willing and able to deal with that if they also understood that you were committed to making sure that every city, particularly every major city in America, had access to clean water. What are we talking about here? How are we unable to find that money? And it gets to the root of inequity in America, and how over and over and over again, people want Black culture, people want Black votes, but then when those same Black folk need the same kind of money that Ukrainians need, it can't be found. And it, to me, like, I'm just thinking here, how amazing would it be if we just said, listen, we're going to set aside the $1 billion to fix the water problem in Ukraine. And literally, you know, like when you see a construction project and they have like a shovel in the ground, put a shovel in the ground and say, we're starting now. We're going to put out a request for competitive bids for, you know, companies to do the work. And you know what? We're going to put damn live stream cameras right here so you can see the progress every single day. And hey, this might take 10 years. So we won't even finish it in my administration, but you're going to see us get started, and we're going to work day and night until this city has clean water. People would love that. Do it in Flint. Do it in New York. Do it wherever there are people that don't have access to clean water. Just own it. I mean, say, listen, call me the clean water president, because I believe everybody needs access to it. People would love that. But instead, we are in a perpetual cycle of sending Flint and Jackson bottled water. And here's the thing, send them bottled water, but fix the problem. And then maybe, just maybe, it wouldn't sting so much when we find that Ukraine is getting $15.2 billion in a short period of time and other places can't get clean water. Let me know if you agree with what I'm saying. Love, love, love to have all of you here listening to the podcast. And if you are not yet a member of the North Star, please, please join today. Go to thenorthstar.com. We need as many members as we can to continue doing what we do right here on The Breakdown. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.